Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's November 24th, 2015. I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey buddy, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. So, new show, same channel. What's it all about?
Okay. As we mentioned in the main show, we wanted to get the news and the event section out as we don't release exactly timely. We have some editing snafus that happen, and we had to re-record some of the news parts once in a while, so that like Kickstarter that were on previews had ended before we released the shows. So to keep the news part, which is interesting, and some people have mentioned that they like what the berry picking we do with picking some stuff we find interesting and not go through everything. To keep that in the feed, we are now doing a separate news show. They're going to be shorter episodes, maybe not this one with all the explanation, but they're going to be shorter news show that will release every week if we can, and probably early in the week about all the news that, or all the news we picked from the week before. That's about it.
All right. So let's get started with the upcoming events. So we've only two upcoming events to talk about this week. The first being, of course, the Elizabeth Beckley Masterclass that we organized. So this is taking place on January 30th and 31st down at Gamers Vault. Now it's a 2-day event, but the days are separate. So day one is standard miniature. Day two is chibi focused. Both days include a miniature in the price, and the price is $70 a day US. You can just transfer that money to Liz over PayPal, and all the details for that are actually in the link we're going to provide in the show notes.
Next up, or before, we have the ND Monthly on December 13th. It's going to be a 9th age tournament, 2,400 points at Labis. It's the last of their this year season that they're running. So on top of being the last tournament of the year, it's going to be the culmination of all the tournaments they've done. So they'll have prize for the tournament and prize for the league at the same time. If you're interested, just show up. We'll have the link toward all the formats and information and all the info about 9th H2 in the show notes.
Awesome. All right, so that takes us right into the news. Now, just for a little heads up, folks, we've broken the news down into two sections. Basically, standard news, and then crowdfunding-related news. So the second section will be all about the Kickstarters and Indiegogos that are upcoming or that are running now that we think you might want to look at and jump in on. So starting off in the non-crowdfunded stuff. Well, non-crowdfunded news items. We're looking at, let me start that over again. So to start with the non-crowdfunding related stuff, first up, we've got the Arena Rex rules are now available for free in PDF form. Now, for those of you who don't know, Arena Rex is a gladiatorial combat game, skirmish game, that kickstarted, I think, 2 years ago now. They have some gorgeous models that's slightly larger scale than what we usually see, I think. Antoine, any more news on that?
Not really. They released the full rules now for free, which is good, so people can try it. And with the new starter set they have done by faction, it's a great start to get in the game. It's a great time to get in the game.
Okay, moving on, we have some new releases for Nemesis by Zenit. Now, Zenit is a Spanish company that released a kind of strange skirmish game. And I say strange, not in the sense that the rules are strange, but the world is kind of twisted in a dark way. Now, if anyone's checked out AntoinesZunion.net, you may have seen a miniature of a small kid, like a young boy wearing a locust costume or a
mantis.
Mantis, yeah, I was going to say a praying mantis costume. So that's from that game. So they've released two new models. Now, Antoine, I know you got the deals on this. One is called Moon, and one is called Druid.
Yeah, Moon is one of the main character of the Orphan faction. So she's in the background. It's a unique character. It's not a spammable dude that you can get multiple of. It's a really cool model. And Druid, as we've spoken out of the show, we're not sure if it's a female or a male for the Thousand Faces cult. So it's a magic user for that faction too.
Well, it's saggy no matter what it is. So. Yeah.
No matter it's the sag- sex, it's saggy, saggy somewhere.
Saggy and naked. So, you know, fair warning, folks, not necessarily work safe. Aside from that, we've got Tournament Battle from Spider Creations. So they've launched another model in their Tournament Battle range. And it is an awesome, awesome diorama of a duel between two women riding kind of like velociraptor monsters.
Yeah, some kind of reptile or bipedal creatures.
You know, and they're fighting each other with spears and shields.
Yeah, it's a pretty big piece in 1/12 scale. It's a cool in resin, so it's really a display pieces or for tournament painting. It's not for a game, and it's an amazing piece.
Yeah. Next up, I don't know if this news item needs an introduction. Horus Heresy: Betrayal at Kalth. Now, this is a board game that was released last week by Games Workshop. It is set in the 30K universe. It is fully plastic and features like 40-ish models, I think. So it's a great value. It's expensive, I'll say that, but it's a good value considering it's Games Workshop. And these models were only available in resin from Forge World.
Yeah. People have costed, if you wanted the same models, but in the Forge World version, it's around $400 instead of the $125, $150 it is.
I think it's $150 US, $180 Canadian.
Yeah.
So. But these are gorgeous models, multi-part plastic, fully compatible with current plastic bits. Forge World sells chapter-specific upgrade kits, so you can make these models chapter-specific.
Instead of the Ultramarines and you and Bearers, World Bearers?
Well, right now, actually, the models are unmarked. The story is Ultramarines versus World Bearers, I think.
Okay, but the models are
unmarked. The models are just blank slates. Yeah. No, they made them like that purposely. So a lot of people are buying these sets to use to start their 30K armies, because it's a bunch of tactical marines, it's some cataphracti terminators, and a Contemptor Dreadnought, yeah. Now, these kits are going to be hard to find, because once they're gone, I've got from GW that they will not be available till after Christmas. They're waiting for their second batch to come in. So it's rough. So get them while they're hot, folks. That's a great way to get to 30K, and just a great way to start collecting space marines in general. Next up, Shield Wolf Miniatures released a few new Goblin miniatures. Now, these are not your typical silly-looking Warhammer greenskins, folks. These are vicious, teethy, evil-looking little buggers that you probably want to add to your collection if you like greenskins.
Angular faces. They look bad.
They look sinister.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really, really like these models, folks, so you should check those out if you like goblins. They look like they'd be a ton of fun to paint.
Absolutely.
This adds some great character to your army. And last but not least, this wouldn't be a Geeks of the North podcast without a mention of Tor Gaming.
We missed Tor Gaming in episode 21, and we have been called on by listeners about that.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a mistake. It was an oversight. Sorry, Mike. Didn't mean to do it. So speaking of Mike, Tor has released Maverick Mike and his boys for pre-order. Yeah, you like the way I segued that, eh? That was pretty good.
I did.
Yeah. So, Maverick Mike is basically a renegade Bretagne.
Yeah, they're mutineers.
Yeah. So, if you like your renegade ragdolls with flintlock pistols, this is the expansion packs for you.
Well, so who doesn't want Britannians to play Britannia in that game? So, there's two like huge factions that everyone's like. They're the Britain and the Riddens. So now you can have Britannians in any army.
Yeah, exactly. So pick up some models. Even they're just cute to paint.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they're actually not that bad. I mean, Maverick Mike's a bit on the pricey side for a small model at £7.
Yeah.
But the boys for three models for 14, that's a pretty good deal, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the how it works is... Mike is a separate character. And the boys, you can have up to two units if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 models for 14 pounds. No brainer.
No.
But buy them just for the joy of painting. Give them out to people.
Yeah, and they're super.
You know, side note, Antoine, we should buy a pack of those and do like a speed painting night or a painting night for just those to have fun.
Oh, yeah, and they have a lot more character than their regular Britannian troopers, so they would be fun to use for that.
Absolutely. Well, we've been talking about that. The quality of the sculpts coming out of Tor Gaming has drastically improved in the last year, and the rapidity in which they release sculpts.
Yeah, since they went on to the 3D sculpting.
Digital sculpting, route. Yeah. Yeah, the company is growing fast, and they're coming up with a second edition of the rules, I think you mentioned.
Yes.
So, looking forward to it. First edition was solid, so can't wait to see what they come up with the second edition. But anyway, we're not getting paid for that plug, so let's move on. Let's go into our Kickstarter / crowdfunding stuff. So we had a lot to talk about here this week. So first up, we saw Trash Bash Bits Part 2. Now, that's a mouthful. Don't say it 10 times fast, because you won't be able to. It's a Kickstarter for accessories for terrain building. Now, you need your doors, your grates, your grills, your windows, your gun ports. You know, you just want to make some custom terrain, and you just need some accessories to kind of bring it to life.
Yeah,
that's a Kickstarter worth checking out.
Add that to any like foam you add from opening your TV or boxes or anything you want. You have bits to sci-fi them up, and it's pretty cheap too. You don't, contrary to like let's say a cool mini Kickstarter where you have hundreds of dollars in, that you can get a bunch of bits for an handful.
Yeah, it's really not expensive. Mind you, it's a bit pricey to ship to anywhere outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the pledges is $15 U.S. gives you 10 bits, and it's only $2 shipped to the U.S. but $8 shipped to the rest of the world. So
yeah,
highly recommend shipping to a U.S. friend. But still, it's worth checking out if you're into terrain building and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that might have been handy when you were doing the space station Yamato for Yom.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely check out that Kickstarter. Then that's ending on December 4th. Next up, we have Asylum, the Alderney Case. Now, this is kind of a funky-looking Kickstarter. If you like games with the Malifaux-style vibe, that kind of weird world, creepy, messed-up look, this is probably going to be the Kickstarter for you. They have some neat-looking models. The previews are up on the page. They've got a couple painted examples. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, they are bigger model. They are 54 millimeters, and they are not for a game, at least not right now. But they are really cool display model with a different take on the visual side. So, really interesting. And they come with a storybook anyway for all the models to tie them together. So they might be a good set of model to do like a strange one-shot RPG of like horror team or something like that.
That's a good idea. I never thought of that. And that Kickstarter closes on December 5th. What do we got next? Ooh, this is a good one. Smog Riders, The War Ensues. So folks may remember the Smog Riders product from Scale Miniatures, or Scale Games, sorry. Now, Scale Games is maybe better known for their Scale 75 miniature paints they make. But they also have a line of miniatures, kind of chibi steampunk miniatures. They are awesome sculpts. The casting quality is amazing. And this Kickstarter actually expands on that line. Basically adds vehicles and like exoskeleton type stuff to it. And they look awesome.
Yeah, I can't say anything else than that. are really fantastic looking.
There's just nowhere else to go. Like, chibi power armor, steampunk. I mean, what else needs to be said? I think it's going to be awesome. I'm really going to have to look into picking up some of these guys at Adepticon next year.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the new stuff isn't out yet by then, at least the stuff they've released previously.
Mm-hmm. For people who have listened in the past couple of weeks, they were on Indiegogo, but they canceled and switched to Kickstarter. So, or that's what I think I saw. Because the link I had before we started the show was toward an Indiegogo page that's no longer available.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Yeah, so it's worth checking out. I mean, these models are gorgeous. I have to say also they're not inexpensive. I hate to say that they're expensive because the quality of cast is so good, but they're not cheap. So these are display models and they're very, very stylized. They're worth the money if you enjoy painting. But yeah, be prepared for a little bit of an investment.
Yeah, well, and the Kickstarter is for pretty big models too. With the chibis themselves are already a bigger scale. And if you add a vehicle under that, it's sure it's going to be big.
Yeah, for sure. And that runs until December 3rd. Then we have Going Native, the New World Monsters. So this was something I hadn't actually seen at all or heard of. So this Kickstarter actually is a completed Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
But the company has decided to open up the pledge manager to allow people who didn't participate in the Kickstarter to purchase product.
Exactly.
Is that right? Right.
Exactly. They contacted us to share that with our listeners.
And so these models are all based off of
like the North Native American Native mythology.
Mythos. Yeah, exactly. And if you know anything about that mythology, I'm sure it's going to be very interesting. And even if you don't, I think there's some interesting models there for everyone, just for the painting pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, like I said, with that Kickstarter's ended, do we know how long they're going to keep that pledge manager open for?
That I don't know.
Okay. So if you think you might be interested, check it out soon, just to make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah, and we'll have, as for everything, we'll have links toward the running Kickstarter, or in that case, toward the update with the pledge manager link in it.
Right on. Okay. Uh-huh. This one made me smile. Miniature Wargaming the Movie. That's right, folks. The movie. So this is actually being backed by a lot of big industry names. We won't list them all, but Battlefoam, Hawk War Games, Guild Ball, Warlord Miniatures, or Warlord Games, I should say. And this is a movie about miniature wargaming, the hobby, the gaming, the tournament scene, like just
the whole industry.
Culture. Yeah. The industry and the culture, right? So this looks like it could be awesome. It's funded. Yeah. Anything they get more in this is gravy to make a better product, right? So it's a movie for us, by us.
Yeah. And by us, we're not meaning us, Paul and Antoine, but us gamers.
That's right. So it's kind of like the history of miniature wargaming and how it's evolved. And it's worth checking out. And I think it's worth backing. I think it's going to be an interesting watch. Now on to big Kickstarters. Oh, wait, sorry. Shame on me. So that one actually, I forgot to mention, that one closes on December 6th. So it's still time to get in on and back them to get, help them produce a better product. Now, next on the list is a Kickstarter that probably everyone already knows about, but it's still worth mentioning. And that's Arcadia Quest Inferno. So this is the next in the series of Arcadia Quest games. It's an expansion and a standalone game. So you can use your original Arcadia Quest miniatures and cards with it, or you can play it by itself. And what makes this extra special and near and dear to our hearts is that the miniatures that are being shown in the Kickstarter, well, some of those were painted by Antoine and Yom of Geeks of the North.
Well, near and dear to our heart, yes. Special for that, maybe not.
Oh, come on. Let me build you up a little bit, Antoine. Don't be so modest.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job on those models.
Right now, if you go look through the updates, and on the main page, you don't have the painted version, but in the updates, as soon as they unlock new models, they show the painted versions and also the credit toward them. So if you want to see some of Yom's painted models, there are already a bunch of them showed. None of mine have been unlocked yet, but none of the paint job I did. But if the Kickstarter goes well and continue, like it's going right now, you should probably be able to see some soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got 2 weeks to go, and they've raised over $700,000 of the $100,000 goal.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool mini on a Kickstarter. It's always crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy. I kind of hate the way, this is off topic, I hate the way they use Kickstarter to not necessarily kickstart products, but as a pre-sale mechanism.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? We keep doing it. We keep backing them. So really, we're the only ones to blame.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's running until December 8th. So if you like Chibis and you like Arcadia Quest, and you should because it's a good game, you can go check that out. Now, again, a little something on the eclectic side. War Bears and Stag Riders, fantasy war game miniatures. So, you know, the name kind of says it all. It's a guy on a bear and a chick on a stag. That's really nothing else to say. So, nice looking display models. I think these might be for a game that this company's producing.
Yes, it's a game that's still in beta right now. But the models are for it. And they also have other models that you can use, add to your pledge to get from the already released models. So it's 28, 30 millimeter stuff. So that they can also be used as alternative models for your existing fantasy games.
Yeah, and they're worth checking out. I don't think they're... Yeah, considering the size of the models, they're not expensive. They're reasonably priced. They're nice looking. The Stag Rider, the default photo they have of the Stag Rider, is the stag looks kind of strange, but I think it's just an angle, and maybe the paint job, because further down the page, if you look, you'll see an unpainted version of the model, and the bare metal seems to be better proportioned than the painted one I saw further up on the page. So I think it's just an angle thing.
Yeah, and we mentioned the Stag Rider and the War Bear already. The it's funded, and they have already an alternate. They're adding an alternate rider for the bear. So instead of just having a warrior model with a melee warrior model, they are also have unlocked female archer.
Right. So that runs only for another 7 days, November 30th. So 6 days by the release date. So. Yeah, better hop on that if you might be interested. And last but not least, we have Hawk Wargames Drop Fleet Commander. Now, this Kickstarter got my blood boiling. I backed this almost right off. So I happen to love Drop Zone Commander. So this is a game set in the universe, and it is a orbital space combat game. And it looks amazing. The mechanics are different than what we'd expect from a space combat game. So not the same stuff we see in every other space combat game, which is nice. It's not
a deep space battle game. You're in orbital preparing your entry and sending your fleet into to the ground to be able to attack and take position. So it's the orbital battle that happens during a drop zone game usually.
Yep. And actually they've included rules to tie the orbital battle into your drop zone game.
Yes.
So you play like a mini campaign, which is really awesome. And the models look amazing. I can't say enough good things about these models. Yeah, they really capture the overall aesthetic of the armies. Dave really outdid himself when he sculpted these or when he designed them. The Kickstarter is successful. It's already almost 10 times what its goal was. So, for sure, the Kickstarter is successful. So, you know, you will be getting these models. And now it's just a matter of stretch goals and unlocking, you know, bigger and better, badder stuff.
Mm-hmm. The four main factions have been unlocked. So,
yeah, exactly. And they've unlocked art pieces and, you know, fighter tokens and shuttle tokens and just all kinds of stuff, torpedoes. Like, I shouldn't say tokens, they're models, like flight stands. So I think it's five bombers on a base and three bombers, five fighters, or a torpedo on a base. So that's pretty cool. And the game has some interesting innovative mechanics, so you can check out a playthrough video as well. I think Beasts of War did some coverage on it, so it looks like it's going to be pretty amazing. And that runs until December 3rd. And that's it, folks. So that wraps up episode 1 of News of the North.
If you liked it, if you hated it, if you have any comments, let us know. It's the first one. If you are part of the industry and want to let us know about stuff that's getting released, either a new Kickstarter or a new model, contact us. All our info are in the website, and we'll all push them through at the end of the show in our regular outro. So... thanks a lot, and see you next week.
Bye, geeks. Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com, Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio, and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.